And here's your opportunity, because when I got the phone call, actually I called him. When I called Philip Hudson, and I got the cold chills going on right now, I answered. You know, when I dialed him up and he said, "We got it going on," I said, "Brother, if you do, I got some buddies, and they're going to be fired up, and we're going to come with you, and we're going to do this thing." And he was like, "Well, come on up here to the house, and I'll show you what we got going on." And when he whipped out those pictures, and we went to crying and jumping up and high-fiving, and I think he's going to do the same. Please help me get him up here on the stage.
I just want to try to trigger some things inside of you to bring that passion out. I want you to recognize it fits when it hits. You know what I'm saying? I seen yours today, an extension of yours. I see one sitting beside it. You know what I'm saying? I see a difference when I talk to you. I hear you say things different. Things that used to be important aren't so important now. You know what I mean? It changes. There's other things that are a lot more important, and they're ranked a lot higher on the scale of importance. You know what I mean? And everybody in here, folks, is passionate about something. The key is to find out what you're passionate about. I can't do that. I can spark it. You know, we can bring you in here. Folks, if you ain't fired up after what you've seen up on this stage, I don't know what to say to you. I'm lost for words. Only kidding. No. Bottom line, you ought to be fired up about what you've heard up here. These are average, ordinary people up in front of you talking to you about things that's happened to them that's changed their life. Every single one of them has a story, and every one of them's story is different. I want to talk to you a little bit about me. See, you come in, and there's 2,000 people in the room, and somebody here for the first time, and you see me get up here, and you say, "Oh, my gosh." And I got people come up. This is silly, Andy. I got people come up to me and say, I just want to meet you." "What crap? Shake my hand, say hello, okay? I mean, it's just me, and it's just Andy, and it's just Barry, and it's just Fitz. We're nothing special. We put our pants on one leg at a time, just like you. And I want to talk to you some about how we became where we are, who we are, or whatever you think we are. Okay, we're just people. That's all it is. We just care. And why do we care? Everybody has a story. Let's talk a little bit about mine. You know, for 3 years, Fitz thought he was me. He used my story. People think today he's a tire builder. He ain't never seen a tire. Okay? They still think he's a tire builder. But folks, let me tell you about it. You know, you say, "Well, man, this guy's successful. He's talented." No. Let's go back to my story. Let's go back to being ready. Folks, y'all don't understand, Paul. Okay? If you're sitting in this room right now and you think it could never happen to you, oh, don't think that way, folks. I promise you, it can happen to you. Right, Alex? If it can happen to me, it can happen to you. You understand that? Where's Ralph and Robert? They're right in the back that way. Ralph and Robert, and the only reason I say Ralph and Robert, they just happened to be with me one day, and Fitz, I showed them where I came from. And you know what, folks? I try at least once or twice a month to go back to where I came from so I don't forget about that. I think that's important to understand. Okay? How you gonna know how to get where you're going if you don't know where you've been? You know what I'm saying? I don't want to forget where I come from. See, Linda and I got married. I ain't gonna go all the way back to childhood. But Linda and I got married when I was... Where's Linda, by the way? My wife. Where's my daughter? Y'all should be down front somewhere. I'm trying to find y'all, okay? But, folks, let me tell you something. Married at 17 years old, still in high school. Not because I had to, because I wanted to. All right, we've been married like 64 years now. Not because that's 64 years. 32 for me, 32. 52 for her, it's 64. Works for me. Now, folks, bottom line, at that point, the first house we lived in, they convinced us it was going to be convenient. And again, these guys seen it. They actually want to get out of car and take pictures of it. I said, well, let's don't go crazy. I'm talking three rooms and a bath. Most of you in here don't know what that means. That means there was no bath in the house. Okay? And there was no running water in the house. The only running water was the two buckets I had. There was a store across the street that my aunt owned. We run across the street, got the buckets, and run back. That was my running water. Okay? It was no bathroom. The outhouse was out of the house. That's why they called it an outhouse. All right? Now, that was our start. But my wife believed in me. And I sold her on it being different. Now, I had no right to sell her on it being different. Everybody that grew up in that neighborhood grew up just like us. Everybody that we played with and spent time with and all of that. Folks, you know people like that, that you grew up with, that you work with? That you... I hate to say it this way, folks, but when it comes to passion, a lot of them don't have it. A lot of them don't understand it. And a lot of them don't realize that you do have it. And when they try to take it away from you, it's terrible. And I'm not picking on them and picking, I'm just trying to get you to face reality here. See, when you start trying to break out of that mold and do something different, they get a little jealous. See, and so when I started promising her stuff, Bill, and I started telling her things were going to happen, she believed in me a little bit, you know, and she kept hanging in there with me. And after so many years, we just kept going and going and going and going, you know what I'm saying? And it finally happened. And it finally took place. But why did it take place? See, here's where the passion comes in. There's all kinds of passion. And there's, I mean, you can see it all over the screen. I think I can see it. They got me looking at it. They ain't got you looking at it. There it is. Okay? Everybody's got something in their life that's going to drive them, that's going to make them passionate. Okay? Not just me. Not just our family. Okay? But bottom line, folks, when I grew up that way and I seen what happened, I said, you know what? It's not the way I want my children to grow up. It's not the way I want my grandchildren to grow up. I want it to be different. Not better. Not better. Nobody on this stage is any better than anybody sitting in a chair out there. Don't misunderstand that statement. It's just different. It's just different. Maybe they want it a little bit more. Maybe their desires a little bit more. Their passions a little bit more. Or they drive a little bit more. Right, Patrick? And see, that's what we're trying to trigger. Motivation comes from within. All we can do is trigger it, folks. All we can do is trigger it. What's going to count is Monday morning when you get back home, that's where the rubber's going to make the road. You're either going to change or you're not. And that's what, man, everybody was great today, but Adam Katz, I told him, I said, man, you missed your calling. Should have been a Baptist preacher. You know what I'm saying? That dude is rocking the house, right? You want to talk about passion? Look it up. There's Adam. Right there in the book. His picture's right beside it. Okay? But bottom line, look at that picture. That's unbelievable, folks. But bottom line, if you think about you and your family and your children, you know, I hear so many people today talk about the school systems and this and that, and that's the reason the kids are bad and all that. I don't believe that, folks. Who is a role model for your children? Think about that. It starts at home. It starts at home. If there's babysitters, and that's your choice, that's your choice. Ain't gonna be babysitters for you, is it, Fitz? There's your babysitter, right? Okay, folks, I remember when our children were growing up. My wife, bless her heart, she ain't had to work since 1976. Not because of this business, just because I made a commitment to her that that wasn't going to happen and we were going to be able to raise our children. And I remember her taking our children to the dentist and the doctor and going back, and they'd come out and tell her how well behaved they were. Why? Because we raised them. Nobody else had to raise them, folks. See, think about that. Think about how we've gotten today with 2.5 people working per household to make a living, and think about the passion that's inside of people, and think about the people that want to be a stay-at-home mom and want to take care of the children and want to raise a family and instill the morals and the standards and everything that needs to be put in there, folks, and they can't do it. They can't do it. And they can't do it I don't want to say it any other way, Fitz, but somebody's got to zip the pants in the front, right? Everybody can't zip them on the side. Somebody's got to step up to the plate. Somebody's got to take care of the family. I think that's your God-given responsibility to take care of the family. I think you should step up and make it happen. And you say, well, that's just a little bit tough. No, that's passion. That's passion. If it's tough, it's tough love. Okay? And I care about every single one of you out there. You got to know that when I'm talking to you. But bottom line, folks, that's where it starts. See, the question is, who do you want your children and your grandchildren and your grandchildren's grandchildren looking at as a role model? I say I want mine to look at me. I say I want mine to talk about what I've done for them. I say I want mine, when I'm gone, I want my picture over the fireplace, not Michael Jordan. No offense, he plays basketball, okay? But that ain't the man I want over my fireplace. How about you? Okay, who do you want over your fireplace? Who do you want your family to look up to and say, that's the one that taught me stuff, right? See, folks, that's what you got to think. That's passion. That's in here. That's what drives you. Now, I'm no different than you. I know it's in there. You wouldn't be sitting in this audience if you was average and ordinary. You got to understand something. You made a decision this weekend to be here. You're that much further ahead of everybody else that didn't make the decision to be here. You're going to change your life. Somebody in this meeting is going to change your life this weekend. Why not you? Why not you? See, that's one passion. Let's talk about another passion. Let's talk about a young man growing up, and let's talk about him watching his father pass away, and let's talk about him having to bury him because the rest of the family couldn't afford to. The other brothers and sisters, and they couldn't do it, Fitz. I had to do it. Do I want to pat on the back? No. Am I asking for sympathy? No. I stepped up to the plate and I did it. The question is, what about you? When time comes, what's going to be? Are you going to do it or not? See, that's passion. That's understanding, folks. Let's talk about, you know, they're the same brothers and sisters. Bless their heart. I love them. They're still my brothers and sisters. All of them today. And I'm not talking about my family. I'm just trying to get you to understand. Everybody's got the same thing in their families that you got. You think you're special. No, you're not. All mine's on disability. When they need something, guess who they call on? Me. The same person they said, you're not going to make it. Don't try to act like you're somebody you're not. Don't try to get ahead of us. Don't try to move out of this neighborhood. Stay here with us. Now guess who us comes to see when they need something? And guess who gives it to them? And guess who takes care of them? I'm the baby in the family. And since the parents are gone, somehow I became the parents. I don't let that happen. It just happened. Okay? You ain't the only one, folks. You ain't the only one got situations that everybody in this room has got a reason that they shouldn't be here this weekend, probably. But you're here. That says something. You're here. Okay? So let's talk about it and let's go back to that passion. See, when I seen that happen, folks, something clicked in me and I said, you know what? I know my dad didn't plan for that to happen. I know he didn't want it to work out that way. I know he didn't just sit up at night saying, how can I hoodoo the family? You know, that wasn't his plan. He didn't know anybody. And nobody helped him. And nobody showed him. I like what the folks said up here. They don't sell insurance. They help people. And when I seen that happen, immediately the light bulb went off. And I said, you know what? I could prevent that from happening to other people. Now, let me tell you something. I didn't have the right to say that. Folks, I am not bragging in any way, and I'm not trying to be funny, but I barely made it through high school. Y'all talking about your degrees and all that. I'm proud of you. Appreciate you. I just ain't got none. Okay? Didn't work for me. They got rid of me at 12 years, keep looking at me 13. When I got out of school, I went straight to work. Boom. In a cotton mill. Me and Andy got that much in common. He was a supervisor. I was the guy that was supervising. Okay? We ain't got that in common. I promise you. Alright? But bottom line, folks, I worked there, did the best I could with what I had to work with. Alright? But I knew that one what I wanted. Ended up at Goodyear Tire Rubber. Worked there 10 years. Now, I used to have 18, 21 inch biceps. They gone now. I've sold insurance for so long now. I ain't worked that one. Alright? But bottom line, folks, that was a physical job that I did for 10 years. And I watched people get crippled up. I watched people get killed. I watched people. Today, I see my buddies retired, backs bent over, walking sideways, arms in a sling. I mean, physical work, Anybody ever been somewhere like that? Y'all got them in Ohio, a different place. It'd kill you, man. Walking around on the concrete all day, physically building down. But I did what I had to do, folks. I didn't have an education. I took care of my family. We had a lifestyle. I was making $50,000 to $60,000 a year. That was a lot of money in Danville in the 80s. Okay? If somebody didn't have no education, somebody looked like I look, come from where I come from, that was a lot of money. But I wasn't happy, folks. You ever felt that way? I wasn't satisfied. I knew there was something else out there. I knew that there was something for me that I could do something for people. I knew that was in me. I don't know where it come from. I don't know how it got there. You ever felt that way? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Thank you. I knew it was in there. You know it's in there. The question is, how you going to get it out? What are you going to do with it? See, I got so sick and tired of being sick and tired, folks, it was bad. And I got so sick and tired of that thumb over top of me. You ever felt that way? And they're just squishing me out. And they told me when I could come to work, and when I could go get off, and when I could take a vacation, and when I could go to the bathroom, and when I could get a drink of water, and when I could, and when I could eat, where I could take vacation. My income controlled that. They controlled every aspect of my life. You ever felt that way? And I looked around, folks, and I seen people 25, 30, 40 years older than me still being controlled. And I said, man, that's me if I don't get out of here. And I just felt smothered. So let me tell you something. I tried everything in my power, folks. I didn't know nothing in here. There wasn't no books. There wasn't any knowledge. There wasn't any of this stuff. The only thing I had was a work ethic. And I challenge anybody, and still will, on that work ethic. I knew how to work. I knew I didn't mind starting early, and I didn't mind staying late. And you may be a lot smarter than me, but you won't go outwork me. See, I knew that, folks. And I knew I had it. So I started laying rock, but I kept my tire building job. I had to take care of my family. I started laying block. I built a cabinet shop. Folks, I'd work 22 hours a day out of 24. I'd get up and work in that cabinet shop until I just couldn't work no more. Go in, take a shower, go in and build tires all night long. Come back home in the morning, work in the cabinet shop, and just drop. But I wanted out of Goodyear. I wanted out from under that thumb. I wanted to do something special with my life and my family's life, and I didn't want them two daughters that I had to have to grow up and pay the price that I was paying then. You understand what I'm saying? I knew that, but I didn't know where it was going to be. Okay? And a buddy of mine came along, and he said, you know what? He said, I got a buddy that's in the insurance business, and I think it'll be for you, man. I think it'll work for you. And I said, insurance? Throw up. Who wants to do that? Like I said this morning, manager, we grew up playing cowboys and Indians, not insurance salesmen. Give me a break. Okay? That ain't what I want to do. He said, I'm just telling you. He said, you can make a lot of money. I said, okay, let's talk about it. All right? So I took a look at it, folks, and I worked it part-time. And I started making more money part-time. And that was the time that I was going through with my dad and all that stuff. And I seen what it meant and what had happened and how it affected us. And boom, the timing, everything just went, it just fell into place and lined up. Never sold anything in my life, folks. If you're here and you ain't sold anything, God bless you. I'm proud of you being here. You're probably the one we're looking for, okay? You care, that's all you need. That's it. So when that happened, folks, and that thing lined up, and I knew I could not leave Goodyear until I could replace Goodyear, because I'd made my wife a promise that she wasn't going to have to work a public job. And I knew that $40,000 to $50,000 a year had to be there. And I knew if I could replace it in insurance, I was okay. If I couldn't, I'd have to do just like I did with everything else and keep building tires. Okay? So I started part-time and started working. And back then in that company, Barry was my upline. He was my mentor. You know, I'm not mean to say it this way. I broke all kinds of records and set records and done crazy stuff, just like these guys and gals up on the stage right here. And they looked at me and they said, we don't figure out how you do it, but get up and tell somebody what you did, you know. And so we started talking to people, and we started hiring people, and we started traveling. We started putting it together, and then that day came. And we was just talking about it at dinner. It's amazing, Barry. We was talking about it at dinner, and somebody asked my wife if it was really true. She said, absolutely, it was true. I sat down with her, and I sat down with the kids, and I said, look, we're going to make a decision. We're going to make that decision together. And we're going to take a look at doing this thing full time. But before I do it full-time, I got to prove that I can make full-time income part-time. So that means I'm going to be working two full-time jobs. That means I'm going to need y'all to help with the trash. I'm going to need y'all to help your mama clean up. I'm going to need y'all to do this, this, and this. And London, I'm going to need you to mow the grass and take care of this and do that. Because I ain't going to be here. I ain't going to be here. I'm going to work 8, 10, 12 hours at each one of these things. And we're going to see if it'll happen. And we made that commitment. And we locked arms and we did that, folks. And we went out there and we sacrificed. And I can't tell you the birthday parties and the reunions and the... Oh, man, I was the black sheep of the family. I didn't go to nothing. You know what I'm saying? But see, folks, I had another family. Not that I disowned my other one, but I had a family to take care of. And I knew that I didn't want to stay in Goodyear the rest of my life. And I knew that if I didn't, I had to make a change. And mentally, I made that switch. And we went for it. And 2 years into that thing, after all of that, it took about 6 months when we made that commitment. The income replaced the other income. We went full-time, left, and everything was perfect after that. Right, Vince? Wrong. That's when the problems really started. It wasn't this company. It wasn't the fast start that these folks and you are enjoying today. Okay, there was ups and there was downs and there was this and there was that. But you know what? The passion in here said don't give up. Make it happen. You made a commitment, stick to it. You know, when the lead didn't work and this didn't work, and there was no leads back then, okay? But when all of that didn't happen, keep on going. Just keep on keeping on. It's going to work. It's going to make it. Now, I sit in audiences, folks, just like you're sitting in tonight. Can't tell you the notes that I took. Can't tell you the things that I taped and that I listened to. And it didn't click. And it didn't work. And it just, and I kept coming back and I kept coming back. And it was some the opportunity and the company and this and that. But we kept on going on. We didn't quit. Why didn't we quit, folks? Passion. It was in here. And we made a commitment. We knew what we wanted to do. And I knew if I give up on that, I was going to be back in a regular J-O-B, journey on the road, right? Just like everybody else. And I didn't want to do that. So we kept scratching and we kept digging. And it finally started working. And it finally started happening. And we started putting some things together with another company. Okay? And all of that was taking place. Then we came up with this lead program. Now let's talk about that a little bit, because that's another passion, folks. That's another passion. See, I believe with everything, and I heard everybody on this stage up here today that's been successful, they didn't just talk about money. That wasn't it. I hope and pray you don't miss that. They didn't just talk about money. See, folks, when you get that lead, when you get that card in, somehow, somewhere, when you look at that thing, you can't look at it and say, you know what? I paid $25 for that, or $32 for that, or $16 for that, so I better do something. Uh-uh. Ain't gonna work. People smell a phony a mile away, folks. All right? They can look in your eyes and tell when there's nobody home. I tell you right now. All right? When you look at that and you say, you know what? I could make $1,000 for that right there. If I get in front of somebody, I make $1,000 in 5 minutes. Uh-uh. I hear you talking, but ain't nothing coming out. Okay? It ain't working. But when you look at that, you say that's Mary and Joseph, or whatever the names are on here, and they got children, and bottom line, I didn't mean for that to be. I know what y'all think. It could be Bill and Sue, okay? Right. But that worked, Mary and Joseph, all right? Bottom line, when you see those names on there, that family on there, you got to understand something. You got to understand that if not you, who is going to get to them and talk to them and take care of that situation before it's too late? See, I never ever talk to people about their house and protecting their house and taking care of this. I talk to them about their family. There's the passion. I talk to them, you know what? I can buy another house. I can get another one. I said, I can get another car. I can do it. But you know what? I can't get another Linda. I can't get another Amy. I can't get another Kendall. That's the one on there right now that I'm looking at. Show that picture. That's awesome. I can't get another one of them. And they can't get another one of them, folks. They can't get another one of them. You can't replace that. So when I talk to people, I talk to them about things like, God forbid if something happened to the breadwinner, Do you realize that your family would have no place to live if you were not here? That's why I'm here. That's why I don't take no for an answer. That's why I'm dogmatic. That's why I dig in and I'm there. And that's why you do it. And that's how these successful people up here do it, folks. They dig in. You know, I mean, she's sitting right on the front row, and I never, ever talk about passion that I don't think about Joy Sally. I can't help but think about Joy Sally. Some of you know the story, some of you don't. She almost quit the first week. Andy tried to fire her 3 times. You know? And let me tell you something. Sometimes some people don't see different sides of different people. It's not just me. Andy can get up here and do this passion talk just as good as I can. Barry can get up here and do it just as good as I can. Probably better. Both of them. But everybody got to do something, right? When Joyce went out and took 10 of these, 15 of these, and went out and got her license and sat down with people and come back and didn't close nothing but $15. Okay? And she come back in and Andy looked at him and he said, Joyce, this ain't gonna work for you. I thought it was. How much you pay for your license? And he reached in his pocket. And he said, I'm just gonna reimburse you a couple $100. Go on back and play the piano at church and, you know, be the secretary and do that stuff. Because you don't care, Joyce. She said, if you know Joyce, she does. She said, oh, wait a minute now. You don't hit a nerve. I do care. He said, no, you don't. If you cared, you would not have let them people talk you out of that. Do you realize that's 15 families you went home, and that's 15 families that could potentially lose the breadwinner while me and you sitting here talking about this, and they could lose that home, and that family would be homeless, and Joyce, that's your fault. Hello? That's your fault. See, when you come out of that house, folks, and you don't take care of that situation, and you read about that in the paper, how do you sleep with yourself? I don't understand that. That's the passion that we talk about, folks. That's what drives us. That's the difference in winning and losing. It's about that much. You can't see it, taste it, feel it, smell it, but it's there. And when she looked at it, she started crying. He said, I don't care what you cry. Go home. You don't care. They're working. And she said, give me another chance. And she did, like, every trip we give away, everything we won, going to Vegas, going to Hawaii, every time you looked up, Joyce was there. She'd become a closing machine. Okay? That's the passion, folks. That's the way, 3 minutes, Joe, really. Yes, huh? I'm glad when you're having fun. I can do that. I can be all night on this one. But, folks, that's the way you have to see it when you talk to the people. It can't be a game. It can't be a job. It can't be that you just out there looking to make a living. You know, it's not going to happen that way. I'm going to tell you something. If you're looking for something to make a living at, there's a whole lot easier careers than what we do. I promise you. But if you really and truly care about people and you want to take... See, I love to hear about the lady that's riding the bus today. God bless her. Stand up. See, I want to challenge each one of you right here and now. I mean, there's so much I could talk about, and I probably didn't hit what I was supposed to. But you know what? Bottom line, when you leave here after this weekend, folks, I want you to do some soul searching. I want you to reach down in there deep and ask yourself why you're doing what you're doing. And if it's for the right reasons, folks, and you lock on to that, and you understand that, and you tell your story enough, every one of you's got one. And you get in front of people and you share the fact that you care about their situation more than they do, you're going to be successful. And let me tell you this, the money will come. If you always take this approach and you help the people that you come in contact with get what they want and what they need, you'll always have what you need. You'll be taken care of. I believe that. With everything in me. I know there's people in this room that believe that, and I know there's people in this room that care just as much about their children, their grandchildren, their futures, as I do. I'm not the only one that cares. But I challenge you to reach inside of you and get whatever that is that drives you folks. And every day when you're out there, you remember why you're doing what you're doing, and it'll make a major, major difference in your career and in the people's lives that you touch around you, folks. Look at this room. We're touching some people's lives, making some difference in it, and you're going to do the same thing. You know, like what Fitz says, he's at the size we were 5 years ago when we started. That's awesome. That's unbelievable. And think about where you're going to be at in 5 years with your career and where you're at with the people and the lives that you touch. Thank you for the time.